Chapter 18. How Honorius, who succeeded Justus in the bishopric of Canterbury. In the meantime, Archbishop Justus was taken up to the heavenly kingdom on the 10th of November, and Honorius, who was elected to the see in his stead, came to Paulinus to be ordained, and meeting him at Lincoln was there consecrated the fifth prelate of the Church of Canterbury from Augustine. To him also the aforesaid Pope Honorius sent the pall and a letter, wherein he ordains the same that he had before ordained in his epistle to King Edwin, to wit, that when either the Archbishop of Canterbury or of York shall depart this life, the survivor, being of the same degree, shall have power to ordain another bishop in the room of him that is departed, that it might not be necessary always to undertake the toilsome journey to Rome, at so great a distance by sea and land, to ordain an archbishop. Which letter we have also thought fit to insert in this our history. Honorius to his most beloved brother Honorius. Among the many good gifts which the mercy of our Redeemer is pleased to bestow on his servants, he grants to us in his bounty, graciously conferred on us by his goodness, the special blessing of realizing by brotherly intercourse, as it were face to face, our mutual love. For which gift we continually render thanks to his majesty, and we humbly beseech him that he will ever confirm your labor, beloved, in preaching the gospel, and bringing forth fruit, and following the rule of your master and head, the holy Gregory. And that, for the advancement of his church, he may by your means raise up further increase. To the end, that through faith and works, and the fear and love of God, what you and your predecessors have already gained from the seed sown by our Lord Gregory, may go strong and be further extended. That so the promises spoken by our Lord may hereafter be brought to pass in you, and that these words may summon you to everlasting happiness. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will refresh you. And, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. And we, most beloved brothers, sending you first these words of exhortation out of our enduring charity, do not fail further to grant those things which we perceive may be suitable for the privileges of your churches. Wherefore, in accordance with your request, and that of the kings our sons, we do hereby in the name of the blessed Peter, chief of the apostles, grant you authority, that when the divine grace shall call either of you to himself, the survivor shall ordain a bishop in the room of him that is deceased. To which end also we have sent a pall to each of you, beloved, for celebrating the said ordination, that by the authority which we hereby commit to you, you may make an ordination acceptable to God. Because the long distance of sea and land that lies between us and you has obliged us to grant you this, that no loss may happen to your church in any way, on any pretext whatever, but that the devotion of the people committed to you may increase the more. God preserve you in safety, most dear brother. Given the 11th day of June, in the reign of these our lords and emperors, in the 24th year of the reign of Heraclius, in the 23rd after his consulship, and in the 23rd of his son Constantine, and the 3rd after his consulship, and in the 3rd year of the most prosperous Caesar, his son Heraclius, the 7th indiction, that is, in the year of our Lord, 634.